Hello, this is Brent Elliott with Four Roses Bourbon, and you're listening to the Bourbon Podcast.
Welcome to Bourbon Podcast Proof Positive.
Oh man, I don't know about this one. I don't know. Kyle, I'm scared.
And we're doing it without Joe, who actually knows something about non-U.S. whiskeys. But here we go.
All right. So the truth is, we always need Joe, but particularly this episode, we really needed him. He is probably sunburned
And
passed out on a beach in Mexico. So we are doing, I'm afraid to even say it, Redbreast single pot still Irish whiskey 12-year. Now, here's the story behind this. If you've listened to the podcast, pray this isn't your first episode because you're probably never listening.
Turn this off and go listen to another one.
So you know that I'm not a single malt fan. We get a lot of samples, and unfortunately, I'm in charge of testing the samples, which means a lot of the single malt don't make the cut through. They could be the best single malt in the world. It could win every award in the world. I mean, Cavillon, when it came through and I tasted it, and I am apparently the only person in the entire world that did not enjoy it.
8 billion people, and 8 billion, you're the one.
And I'm that guy. but honestly, it's because I'm a novice. So we're going to do Redbreast. When I had never heard of Redbreast, again, I'm the amateur, and we were doing the interview of Julian Van Winkle over in Kentucky, and I asked him the question, hey, when you're not drinking, you know, when you're home, you're chilling with the family, what do you drink? And I was expecting, well, I drink Pappy 23.
Yeah, or, why would I drink anything else?
Pappy 25.
Yeah.
You know, that rare. And he said, Redbreast 12. And I thought, huh. And I knew it was an Irish whiskey. But so I wanted to try it. I never like found it at the store. And then my local guy, big shout out to Les.
What's up, Les?
He called and he said, hey, I've got a Redbreast 12 here if you're interested. So I came over and bought it. I have not tried it. Have you tried it?
No, I've been wanting to. Same thing. Like I've had Irish whiskey. My parents both really enjoy like blended whiskeys, which is a little different, but kind of in the same family. And so I've had probably more than you in this.
Well, I've only had one.
Safe to say, but I've not had this.
So if you look at the history of this distillery, I mean, it goes way back. I did some research today. Anyway, so I'm just going to read you from the website first. This is off of the Redbreast website. Made from mash of malted and unmalted barley.
Yeah, so different from a single malt,
so it's
which
not
is
a single
100% malted. Yeah.
And then triple distilled in copper pot stills. Redbreast 12 boasts the flavor, and they spell it O-U-R, so you know it's the real deal.
Fancy.
Redbreast 12 boasts the flavor, complexity, and distinctive qualities of pot still whiskey. Matured in a combination of bourbon seasoned American oak barrels and Oloroso sherry. Did I say that right?
Yeah,
Oloroso sherry seasoned Spanish oak butts. The distinctive Redbreast sherry style is a joy to behold in each and every bottle. We'll see about that.
Yeah, so it's a blended whiskey because you've got both the malted and unmalted, and then it's finished, which is interesting. I had no idea until I was reading about it. I'm curious.
80 proof. As I understand it.
Yep.
Did they post the proof on here?
I think that's right.
Yeah, there it is. 80 proof, 700 milliliter bottle is... No, this one's a 750. I think in...
For the Yanks.
And yeah, in Europe, it's 700. It's from Middleton Distillery. They also do Jameson. I mean, they go back to the 1700s, right?
Yeah, so this is Pernod Ricard, which is interesting. You know who else? You know who they own? Our Smooth Ambler.
Oh, that's right.
That's who Smooth Ambler sold to. So it's a massive international spirits company. This is one of, I think when I was looking, I think they consider Redbreast and Smooth Ambler in the same, whatever they call it, but it's like their kind of craft, smaller, higher quality. So it's not, you know, Jameson is obviously a massive product. This is, you know, kind of in the craft.
And is this, as far as the age goes, and I've seen, I know they've got some younger ones, but Redbreast 12 is one of their younger, I mean, they've got like 15. I think I saw 23
and up. Yeah. I think 12 is one of the younger ones.
Okay. So, MSRP, according to my research, is $59.99. Although I did find some bottles below that on the market.
Yeah. I think it's pretty widely available. And, you know,
the 12 year is?
Yeah. I believe the 12 year is. And it's, you know, Julian, that's it. I love that story and it's super interesting. But I think there are a lot of other like kind of whiskey insiders who rave about this product. So it is a very well-respected product. I'll put it that way.
And, you know, if you look at the tasting notes online, none of which I will get, on the nose, a complex, spicy and fruity aroma with toasted wood notes evident. Now, I can a lot of times get the toasted notes.
Yeah.
But
beyond
you know,
that,
when yeah. people say, oh, I smell creme brulee,
yeah,
I don't.
No, I don't.
I smell
I'm not,
alcohol.
I'm not
taste, full flavored and complex, silky smooth, I hope so, with harmonious balance of spicy, fruity, sherry, and toasted notes. That sounds delicious. Finish, satisfyingly long. The complex flavors linger on the palate. All right. Let's find out if that is accurate.
No.
I'm going to try to pop. If you don't hear a pop, that's because the mics I bought are not that damn good. All right, here we go.
It popped here for us.
If you didn't hear it, imagine. All right, it's very light, isn't it?
Here, hand me that bottle. You're terrifying me pouring over our soundboard. That's a bad idea.
That might save people a lot of pain if I dump all that on the soundboard. Hmm.
So I get the malt in the nose for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, so it's interesting. As I was looking, and you may have seen the same thing, you know, there are different types of Irish whiskey. There are Irish single malts. This is not one of those. This is kind of the single pot still as like a whole technique. And I think it typically, I think, is a blend of the malted and unmalted. You know, so for people who are more bourbon-leaning like ourselves, you know, everybody knows, or if they don't, we'll tell them. You know, for a bourbon mash bill, you've got to have 51% corn, and then typically your flavoring grains, although they don't have to be, are rye and malted barley. This is obviously all barley, some of it malted, some of it not. But unlike scotches that are, the malting process involves smoking them with peat, which often lends that super smoky flavor. That's not what they've done here. And I don't know exactly how the malting process happens for Irish whiskeys, but it is different than Scotch. I don't think you should expect that like peaty, heavy, smoky.
So on the nose, it actually seems good, right? I mean, I'm not disgusted.
Why do you sound surprised?
Well, honestly, some of the others that there was one, we got a sample and I'm not going to name who it was because that's just mean. They send a sample to an idiot like me. And on the nose, I seriously wanted to just dump it down the drain. This one I do not.
How did you feel when you drank said sample?
It was
you
awful.
Still wanted to dump
it. No, it was honestly terrible. But it could have been the best in the world. And again, I just don't appreciate it. I need somebody to, I guess, teach me how to appreciate Irish. Maybe I just got to start drinking.
Well, single malts are, I've had a sip. Have a sip. I'm curious what you think, because this is very different than a single malt, in my opinion.
It doesn't suck.
Okay. Well, we're making progress. I think it's fantastic. I think there's a heavier single malt nose, which is not heavy, but I get more of that on the nose than I do on the palate.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's super interesting. There's like an interesting spice.
All right. So it kind of reminds me of some of the Japanese whiskeys I've had.
Yeah. 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 That's right.
Which also, the ones I've had, the Japanese, they didn't suck.
Yeah. I don't know where that is on the thumb scale, up, down, sideways, but doesn't suck. We're at least not down.
I think when you go in and you have like very low expectations and then they're exceeded, you can't really say it's great. You just say it doesn't suck. But this is actually really good.
It's good. I agree with you. It is in the same family, a little less scotch tasting, which mm-hmm. is fine for me as like a blended whiskey. I talked about on the Cavalon episode, having been in Asia a month ago or whatever, I drank a lot of blended whiskey, like a lot of Johnny Walker, which is different than this, not Irish, but a blended whiskey, some Japanese. And so, yeah, my palate is a little more accustomed to that than just straight bourbon, which is probably normally where it is, but I like it.
All right. I don't think Julian Van Winkle's opinion is influencing me. I actually like this.
Do you?
Like this is really good.
We're making progress.
We are making, and there's like no heat whatsoever.
No, it's super smooth.
It's like 80 proof. I could use a little more fire.
Punch. You know? Yeah. Yeah. I think the finish is pretty thin. It's not like a super long finish, but it's an 80 proof product. I mean, you could enjoy this. You know, we got the big game on tonight. You could sit there and enjoy this for several hours, I would say.
Yeah, so there's no legs on it.
No, it's a lower proof product. Yeah. But yeah, I agree. It's a really nice, smooth drinking. There's like good spice on it though. Really good flavor profile. And yeah, and if you don't love single malts, if you don't like that heavy single malt flavor, not the smokiness, but there's like that really unique single malt flavor. This doesn't have a ton of that. I think this, no. My point is like, I think people who maybe don't love single malts will try this kind of like you and say like, oh, okay, I can drink this.
Yeah. It reminds me if I had a hot bourbon and I put a lot of Sprite in it, you know what I mean?
You should do this professionally.
It's, yeah. it's as if it's, I mean, not water. Yeah. It's water
proof,
down.
Yeah, it's proof down from what we're normally, you know, we're often doing 120 or, you know, our whiskey of the year was 140 proof. So yeah. Yes, this is half us.
Honestly, I think that you could get a lot of non-bourbon drinkers, like people who love their Trulies, and let them try this and they would enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm not saying it's fruity like that. I'm just saying it's not that I've ever had a Truly.
Oh, come on.
But I think it is, it's just not overpowering. And I think that's what I enjoy about a lot of the single malts that I try. It just feels like it's in my face. I don't like it. This one is, it's mild.
It's mild. It's a pleasant, there's a really nice sweetness. There's some nice spice. So it's not kind of boring in one note at all. But yeah, you don't get the, like, there's no smokiness. There's not a ton of oak, I don't think.
Do you get the wood notes?
I mean, that's what I'm trying to.
I don't really. Complex, spicy, and fruity aroma. That's on the nose with toasted wood notes.
I do get a little bit of wood, but I think it's more dominated by the sweetness and spiciness. And really not, that's the thing. It's like this perfect balance of kind of sweet and spice that I think most people would like, right? Yeah, there's no notes that are like so smoky or heavy or some of the things that people don't like about even big bourbons. You know, if you're, to your point, if you're kind of a novice and people will go like, oh, that's just too much. I don't, to me, that's, you don't get that.
So they advertise, this is the taste, full flavored and complex. I disagree. It's not complex. Silky smooth. I agree.
Oh, I think you don't think it's complex?
No.
Oh, I think there is. I think there's a nice, that's a, to me, the balance between like the sweetness and the spiciness. I think there is some nice complexity. Yeah. It's not super high proof, right? But I do think it's pretty complex.
And then it says, silky smooth, I agree, with a harmonious balance of spicy, fruity, sherry, and toasted notes. Do you get any sherry?
I don't think I've had enough sherry to say. But I think the fact it's finished in, you know, ex-bourbon, I think the sherry is lending some sweetness. I think the fact it's finished in that ex-bourbon, you're probably getting some of that spiciness from it. And it's also muting the kind of malty character that neither of us necessarily love,
right?
In a good way. I'm kind of like the Cathlon, which you hated that. But to me, that like the finishing had muted some of the characteristics of single malt I don't love. And I feel the same way about this. I think the way they age it probably is the reason we're sitting here going like, yeah, this is good.
Right. So I don't get fruity sherry, but I do get like sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably what
I think that's, yeah.
It's kind of a sweet, very smooth, very, and I know that word's overused, but it's like a really good bourbon that has water in it, which I typically don't go for, but this one is nice.
Yeah, it's proof down from where we're typically drinking stuff or tasting. But like I said, I think you could sit there, which is probably why Julian likes it. You could sit there, you know, if you're at a ball game or at the horse track, or whatever, you could drink this for several hours, which you cannot do with 130 proof bourbon. And, you know, enjoy yourself and, you know, stay standing. And it's a nice, kind of nice taste the whole time.
And they advertise the finish satisfyingly long. Do you agree?
I don't think it has a real long finish. No, there's a finish, but not super.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. I don't think it's a long finish. I think it's a shorter finish, and complex flavors linger on the palate. I don't get that either.
I'm getting a little bit as I'm sitting here. I'm here for it, man. I like it.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, again, back to the value, would you say $59?
Yeah.
59. Yeah. All day.
Absolutely.
And it's a product you can get. I don't know that we can get it super easy because you said it came in.
Yeah, it came in. I don't know how many bottles they got, but he called me and asked me if I, you know, was interested, and I went over and got it only because of the podcast. Otherwise, I'd have said no.
But broadly, it's very available.
Yeah.
I think it's $59 all day or whatever.
You know what I would love to try, though, is some of their older
statements,
like the 15 or even the up into the 2023. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can get those here or not.
Yeah, we probably would have to seek them out. And I wonder too, because you've seen Several of the Japanese distilleries have started doing higher proof stuff. I think because of what's gone on in bourbon, honestly, they've started doing more like cask strength stuff. And I don't know that these, you know, that Redbreast has or other Irish producers, maybe they have, maybe they haven't, but it'd be interesting to know if, are they doing anything like more cask it strength?
So who had this on the Instagram page, Coffee Black Whiskey Neat? She posted a bottle. Oh gosh, it's been a couple months, of Redbreast 12. And I asked her if she liked it, and she loved it. And so I came in thinking, I'm probably not smart enough to appreciate this. Like, I'm probably not sophisticated enough, haven't done this long enough to appreciate it. I appreciate it. I don't know if I've turned the page.
I feel like we're making progress. We guys, we did
all that whiskey therapy.
We accomplished something today.
Hey, folks, I'm not kidding you. Redbreast 12 is a winner. I love it. The price is right. It's got a, I love the texture of it. It's not going to blow your socks off. If you want to share it with somebody who's probably not a whiskey drinker, this is one you probably should have on your shelf.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everybody. Let's get you back to some of that light that shine. Get you some of that.